on our specially designated time traveler line. You are on the air.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
You're cutting out.
Yeah, I had to go out in the middle of nowhere so I could see him coming. I've come in more from the past than from the future, and it does not take nearly as much energy as people think to travel time.
Oh?
No, it's more a manipulation of an electromagnetic field with radio frequencies.
Yeah, well, you know, the Philadelphia experiment was about exactly that, and I'm not immune to believing what you're saying, that there could be a combination of electromagnetic energy and rotating RF fields and so forth that could cause exactly that, and you're claiming that's what you have done, and you've come from the past?
More from the past, about the mid-70s. Your antenna array, that loop antenna array, I haven't seen it, but it sounds like you're real close to actually completing a fairly large circumference for manipulating an area of time.
So you're claiming you came from the 70s, huh?
About the mid-70s.
And is this a discovery, this mechanism to allow time travel, is it a discovery you made, stumbled on yourself, or others did?
It was something I stumbled on, and I have been found, and I have been given ground rules to follow.
Somebody or something found you?
It's a larger organization than just the government. It's there's the powers that be that control the government.
Yes.
They also control a group that patrols the time.
Oh, now this is interesting. So then there are certain rules to time travel, which apparently were laid down for you. Is that it?
Yes. If I violate any of those on this phone call, they'll find me faster than I can leave here.
All right. Try and tell me what you can of the rules for time travel. I mean, what are the... Can you talk about that at all?
To a certain extent, there's a common sense rules. You're not going to go into, like you say, Vegas and play the odds in your favor. You can to an extent to where you need money to survive or to accomplish a mission.
But you can't get greedy.
No. They'll come down on you before you ever get to that point.
They. Might we understand the nature of they? Or them?
Your Illuminati is a close understanding, about as close as you're going to get to it.
You believe the Illuminati are the guardians of the secret?
It's an organization that's... the Illuminati would pale in a comparison of their barbarism.
I see. So whatever this organization is, it's head and tails above the Illuminati, even.
I would say the Illuminati is what they have propagated as, you know, kind of their cover. That the Illuminati, you know, some people say the Illuminati are out there for world domination and control.
Some say.
They'll stop at no means to do it. Mm-hmm. But these people, they're really not out there for domination and control. They're out there to further themselves.
And keep control of people like you.
They can lay down some pretty strict rules.
If you could move through time once, I'm presuming you could do it again.
I can. It's not too hard to do. The hard part is setting up. And I made the mistake of coming to a time where monitoring the radio frequencies and everything is a lot more advanced than I ever thought it could be.
True enough.
And my mistake is for me to set up the type of equipment I would need. Moment I turned it on, they would find it. And by the time I tuned in frequencies, they'd be there to stop me.
Fascinating. So was any part of the rules and the warnings laid down that you shall not do it again? Was there concern about that, or what?
If I am to travel, it'll be by their means.
By their means?
Yes, at their discretion and their means.
And I assume that they found you based on what frequencies were generated when you did this.
Yes, they were very high voltage, low amperage electromagnetic fields.
Yeah, that makes sense. Electrostatic energy of some sort and a magnetic field. Well, that's fascinating. And you say you're out and concerned right now that you say something that would bring...
If I were to speak the wrong thing, they could be out in the bushes before I get here waiting for me, so I'm pretty sure I'll be pretty cool on this call, you know. I'm not too afraid of saying the wrong thing, or I think I would have been stopped by now before I made the call.
Were you just a tinkerer, or how did you stumble into this?
Yeah, it was major league tinkering with radios and messing around with tape tracks and old recorders and stuff. You know, it was nothing I really intended to do, but when your hair stands up on your hands and it's so localized at the same time, you know, the feeling you get, the Hutchison effect is real close. From my observation.
Oh, that's fascinating, and that kind of figures, too. Any ill effects because of time travel?
Not that I've experienced. Some of the ill effects that I've heard of, which is why they want me to use their equipment,
yes,
are, for instance, materializing 30 or 40,000 feet above the ground.
That would be bad.
Yeah, it's more getting stuck in a magnetic stream outside the stratosphere, or, you know, you kind of pull in on the wrong spot, is what they're explaining to me. I don't understand a lot of what I did or how I did it,
mm-hmm.
you know, or how it worked. All I know is I turned it on, I said, what the heck, let's try it, and I came out in about 1993.
I'm trying to even imagine what it would be like to jump 20 years. I mean, the technology and the world would have changed so much in 20 years. That it'd be almost hard to get around.
Yeah, the garage was the people that lived in the place that I popped into where I'd left, they had completely remodeled the garage. I felt like I just stepped into a different room. And when I went walking back into the house and all my parents' furniture was gone, here they are with these cordless phones and everything, I kind of flipped out. And, of course, they flipped out when they saw me.
I'm sure they did. They probably thought, my God, it's a ghost or worse.
Yes. Now, I would like to go ahead and tell you about one of the missions I was able to go on.
All right.
It was for ARFID, Radio Frequencies IDs.
Oh, yes.
Now, they are a major component in being able to locate and track individuals in terrorism.
I would think so.
And it's the quickest way to regain our privacy, as bizarre as that may sound.
It does sound counterintuitive. I mean, you're talking about an RFID, something that would tag you, essentially, but you're saying would be our salvation.
They tag you, they monitor your movements, so that if you go somewhere and do something wrong, they can find you.
Got it.
But they don't monitor you to the point where they know what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're thinking about, or something like that.
You sound like an advocate for the technology.
Only because it's really what kind of the Patriot Act that's coming out is a real dangerous thing, and it threatens to actually expose this organization.
Really?
And it's one organization I'd like to go ahead and keep a lid on.
Apparently. Although, yeah. I wonder how you figure this call is okay.
I would have been stopped before I made the call. That's all I can think. I've been stopped from going to Vegas before.
It's kind of a roll of the dice. They've kept you from Las Vegas, have they?
Yeah, my first mission, I did go into the future, and I did research some stocks, but I happened to catch the front page of the sports section.
All right.
I thought I'd go back, and they didn't cotton to that idea.
Uh-huh. I appreciate your call, and I guess your plans are what? To live out your life in the time you've now arrived in, or to make another jump?
I can't make some plans. They've got me in a job where they got a harness on me. They got a good idea where I'm at, where I'm going to be.
Uh-huh.
And I think my plans are maybe someday if I can, with a little bit of luck, figure out how the device they're using is able to pinpoint location so easily, I might be able to do the same thing and just get back out of here. You know?
If you were to make another jump, where or when, more likely, would you go?
I'm thinking I'd like to get past 2025.
I hope we all get past 2025, and thank you very, very much for the call. Or 2012, for that matter. Now, you see, that call and calls like that are the reason that I leave such lines open. That was a scratch your head kind of call, wasn't it? It sounded real, didn't it? It didn't sound made up. It came rolling off too easily and too well, and the aspects of what he said seemed too logical. And, well, if there were time travel, and it was known at least by an elite few, there might be an organization that would monitor such movements for fear of what might occur.